The Book of Micah, Chapter 6. Hear now what Yahweh says. Arise, contend before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O you mountains, Yahweh's controversy, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For Yahweh has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And in what have I wearied you? Testify against me. For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of slaves. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab devised, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him. Remember from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of Yahweh. How shall I come before Yahweh, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you, but to do justly, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? The voice of Yahweh cries to the city, and wisdom will see your name. Hear the rod, and who has appointed it. Are there yet treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and a scant measure that is abhorred? Shall I be pure with wicked balances, and with a bag of deceitful weights? For its rich men are full of violence, and its inhabitants have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore I also have struck you with a grievous wound. I have made you desolate because of your sins. You will eat, but not be satisfied, and your humiliation will be in the midst of you, and you will put away, but will not save. And that which you save I will give up to the sword. You will sow, but will not reap. You will tread the olives, but you will not anoint with oil, and the vintage, but will not drink the wine. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsels, that I may make you a desolation, and her inhabitants a hissing, and you will bear the reproach of my people.